Week 4 Locker Room Chats, you're continuing in 2026. I'm Quinton Prophet here alongside Heath Wedstein, head coach of the Troy Trojans boys. And right now, the Troy Trojans on right now a good start to 2026, already 2-0 in the year, but also on a three-game winning streak, a win over Donovan West 51-45, a win over Blue Valley Randolph 56-49, and then a big victory over Jackson Hyatt, scoring 62 points in that victory. You've had a lot of great performances from your guys out there on the floor. Coach, what can you tell me about these past three games? Of course, also these games extending now a three-game winning streak.
Right before the break, a lot of sickness going around for a lot of teams, and we were definitely battling that. So when we went to play Donovan West, it was a tough fought game. They're a really good team, a hard fought game. I was really happy to pull that out because we had lost a couple in a row. Very happy to pull that out before the break and get to Christmas and get healthy and get a little bit of practice time in. We came back and played Blue Valley out there Saturday, and long trip against a big tall team, tough well coached team, and we trailed a lot of that game, but it was a hard fought game, and we pulled it out and had a lot of people step up in that game, which led us into last night. I thought we played well last night, especially since Jackson Heights got us the first time at their place. And both teams had foul trouble last night, and we made a run in the third quarter there that really opened it up.
And talking about your performances for you and your team there, Jasper, he led with 17 points against Donovan West. Hunter, he had 19 points in the game against Blue Valley. And then Henry Geiger with the impressive 30-point performance there against Jackson Heights yesterday. Also, Colt Jensen popping in there with 15 points. He had three players actually have double-digit scoring in the game against Jackson Heights. And he also had three double-digit scores in the game against Blue Valley Randolph. So as the season goes on, you open up 2026 with a lot of great games, but also great scoring production. How do you keep that offensive success going here in this year?
Yeah, we'll definitely have we'll have to have three guys in double figures every game. Hunter, until last night, Hunter had been the most automatic player for us, and he got in foul trouble early, so guys had to step up. We got Jackson Heights in a little foul trouble last night and really fed Henry. And Kasten, Kasten's streaky. You don't know which night so far that he's going to be on, but when he is, man, he's really good.
Looking up here in your upcoming games on your schedule, ACCHS this Friday, McClouth Bulldogs next Tuesday, and of course, on our next Locker Room Chat, we'll talk about the upcoming matches after that with Axel Marhill Mount Academy. So focusing on these next two, ACCHS, McClouth, Northeast Kansas League teams, how are you going to approach these two next games here on your schedule?
Well, we're going to get in the gym today. We know we've got to perform every night in the NEK. There's no nights off, and I'm really happy to get in the gym today, work on the stuff we need to. We need good concentration on Friday and performance out of all eight of our guys that play, get the most of minutes. So looking forward to that one. We've got to do a good job against Effingham, and then we'll worry about McClouth next week.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you for jumping in here and joining us for our first Locker Room Chat here of the new year in 2026. Coach, thank you for your time. That was head coach Heath Wittstein of the Troy Trojans boys. Upcoming here on the schedule, it's ACCHS this Friday and McClouth next Tuesday. This Locker Room Chat here for the Troy Trojans has been brought to you by Exchange Bank, Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts.